高三英语高考练习十七 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Margaret, what's the plan for today?
You'll have an interview with the newcomers at 9 o'clock in the morning and meet Mr. Green from the Apple Store at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?2. Excuse me, I have a reservation. The name is Blake Smith.
Okay, we've got a nice car already. I need to see your driver's license and your credit card.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
3.Could you bring my calculator back? I need it for my maths homework.
Sorry, I dropped it. And now the on button doesn't light up.
Question. What is the man's problem?
4. Are you going to put the seeds of tomatoes into the soil too?
I think there's plenty of space to the right of the cucumbers.
Question. What are the speakers most probably doing? 5. Mike is running for chairman of the student union. Would you vote for him?
Oh, I can't decide right now because I have to find out more about the other candidates.
Question.What does the woman imply?
6. The 11:30 train is late again.
Why did the railway company even bother to print the schedule?
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 7.John, how did your maths exam go?
I thought I might have failed, but the result was top 10% in the class.
Question. What can we learn about the man from the conversation?
8. Then why did you decide to quit your present job?
That's because of the journey. Your firm is within a walking distance, but it takes me about 2 hours to get to the workplace.
Question. Why does the woman want to give up her current job? 9. Let's go watching the fireworks tonight.
I have tickets to the theater.
Question. What does the woman mean?
10. Just look at these stars.
They certainly don't look so clear and bright from the city.
Question. What can be inferred about the two speakers?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation.And you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 14 are based on the following passage.
What do you want to be when you grow up? A teacher? A doctor?How about an ice cream taster? Yes, there really is a job where you can get paid to taste ice cream. Just ask John Harrison, an official taste tester for the past 21 years. Testing helps manufacturers to be sure of a product's quality. During his career, Harrison has been responsible for approving large quantities of the sweet ice cream, as well as for developing over 75 flavors. Some people think that it would be easy to do this job. After all, you just have to like ice cream, right? No. There's more to the job than that, says Harrison. He has a degree in chemistry. He points out that a dairy or food science degree would be very useful for someone wanting a career in this cool field. In a typical morning on the job, Harrison tastes and assesses 60 ice cream samples. He lets the ice cream warm up to about 12 degrees Fahrenheit. Harrison explains you get more flavor from warmer ice cream. That's why some kids like to stir it, creating ice cream soup. While the ice cream warms up, Harrison looks over the samples and grades each one on its appearance. Tasting begins with the eyes, he explains. He checks to see if the ice cream is attractive and asks himself, does the product have the color expected from that flavor? Next, it's time to taste. Continuing to think up new ideas, try out new flavors, and test samples from so many kinds of ice cream each day keeps Harrison busy but happy, working at one cool job.
Now listen again, please.
What do you want to be when you grow up? A teacher? A doctor? How about an ice cream taster? Yes, there really is a job where you can get paid to taste ice cream. Just ask John Harrison, an official taste tester for the past 21 years. Testing helps manufacturers to be sure of a product's quality. During his career, Harrison has been responsible for approving large quantities of the sweet ice cream, as well as for developing over 75 flavors. Some people think that it would be easy to do this job. After all, you just have to like ice cream, right? No. There's more to the job than that, says Harrison. He has a degree in chemistry. He points out that a dairy or food science degree would be very useful for someone wanting a career in this cool field. In a typical morning on the job, Harrison tastes and assesses 60 ice cream samples. He lets the ice cream warm up to about 12 degrees Fahrenheit. Harrison explains you get more flavor from warmer ice cream. That's why some kids like to stir it, creating ice cream soup. While the ice cream warms up, Harrison looks over the samples and grades each one on its appearance. Tasting begins with the eyes, he explains. He checks to see if the ice cream is attractive and asks himself, does the product have the color expected from that flavor? Next, it's time to taste. Continuing to think up new ideas, try out new flavors, and test samples from so many kinds of ice cream each day keeps Harrison busy but happy, working at one cool job.
Questions 11. What's John Harrison's job?
According to Harrison, what is helpful to be qualified in the cool field?
What does Harrison do first when testing ice cream?
What is the passage mainly about?
15 through 17 are based on the following news. It's 7 o'clock, time for the morning news. Indonesia. Two tornadoes tore through northern Indonesia late Sunday, killing at least 40 people, injuring nearly 1,000 and leaving thousands homeless, officials said. The tornadoes blew away huts in dozens of farming villages and brought down thousands of trees and electricity poles, putting the villages into darkness. France. The number of hate crimes, mainly against Druze and against Arabs of North African origin, nearly doubled last year to 1,565, according to a report to the government. It said 62% of the total were anti-Jewish acts. Acts against people of North African origin totaled 595 in 2014. The United Nations. Returning tourists and travelers have always had a problem with unspent coins. The handful of foreign coins is often not sufficient to buy much from the duty-free shop, and banks are usually reluctant to exchange such small sums. Last month, the United Nations Children's Fund started a program called Change for Good. It aims to collect these coins unwanted by tourists, but which may save the lives of children in developing countries.
Now listen again, please.
It's 7 o'clock, time for the morning news. Indonesia. Two tornadoes tore through northern Indonesia late Sunday, killing at least 40 people, injuring nearly 1,000 and leaving thousands homeless, officials said. The tornadoes blew away huts in dozens of farming villages and brought down thousands of trees and electricity poles, putting the villages into darkness. France. The number of hate crimes, mainly against Druze and against Arabs of North African origin, nearly doubled last year to 1,565, according to a report to the government. It said 62% of the total were anti-Jewish acts. Acts against people of North African origin totaled 595 in 2014. The United Nations. Returning tourists and travelers have always had a problem with unspent coins. The handful of foreign coins is often not sufficient to buy much from the duty-free shop, and banks are usually reluctant to exchange such small sums. Last month, the United Nations Children's Fund started a program called Change for Good. It aims to collect these coins unwanted by tourists, but which may save the lives of children in developing countries.
Questions. 15. What is the first news item mainly about?
Who are the main targets in the hate crimes in France?
What will the program Change for Good do with the unspent coins?
Questions 18 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today and I thought I'd call up to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 60 members now, but the number is rising all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 2 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. Well, what kind of event do you organize?
We have social get-together and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish, Tuesday, Italian, Wednesday, German, and Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
Now, listen again, please.
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about a club in the paper today, and I thought I'd call up to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 60 members now, but the number is rising all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 2 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. Well, what kind of event do you organize?
We have social get-together and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
Questions 18. Why does the woman make the telephone call?
Nineteen. What will members do on Thursday evening?
Twenty. What language does the woman speak besides English?